This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing ahead on Sunday to impeach President Donald Trump. They say he should be held accountable after mayhem at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. That's when a mob of Trump supporters stormed the center of the American government, pushing past police, breaking windows and doors, ransacking the building, and more. This was only after listening to the president speak at a rally Wednesday morning, where he urged protesters to head to the Capitol and made excuses for the attack via his Twitter feed. Police are also trying to determine how one policeman was killed, possibly hit with a fire extinguisher in a melee with Trump supporters. No one has been arrested in his death. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Meanwhile, a second Republican U.S. senator called for President Trump to resign on Sunday. Senator Pat Toomey said the president could face criminal liability after the deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Lisa Murkowski on Friday became the first Republican U.S. senator to say President Trump should resign immediately. And Republican Senator Ben Sasse said he would definitely consider impeachment. Kazakhstan's ruling party was set to sweep Sunday's parliamentary election. No major opposition groups ran in the vote, and small street protests were rapidly quelled by police. The country's 80-year-old ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev, who stepped down in 2019, remains hugely influential as a chairman of the National Security Council and leader of the Nur Otan party. Nur Otan won almost 72% of the vote. This is